inch by inch, row by row.
Put your headphones on, Cindy.
Yo ho ho.
Yo ho ho. And a bottle of rum.
Yes, that's right.
Good morning, ladies.
Hey, hey, good morning. Boy, what a festivity thing going on out front.
No
All
kidding.
All sorts of stuff.
Yep.
Last show, they told me I had to move my car, so I had to, like, move my car and run back to the studio. Luckily, Shane was here and got the, I don't even know if he got it running on time, but it was all going smooth when I got back, but I had to run. I don't do that.
Where'd you end up parking?
Right next to you.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
By the way, I'm kind of blocking you in because I'm like.
Well, we're all leaving at the same time. Yeah, so.
That's right. We're all leaving at the same time. So anyway, hey, welcome to the Garden Goddess Show this morning on FM 104.5.
And AM 950 K-High.
The voice of the foothills.
And we're all three here today.
I know. What do you know?
Yeah. Welcome Boy. Back, Earlene.
Well, I was here last weekend.
Oh, but I wasn't.
But Cindy wasn't.
Yeah, I was sick last
she
week.
She was sick.
Good Lord.
Oh.
I was still sick.
Last week. Yeah.
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 It has just been one heck of a month. But
you guys
here
all
we
taking
are.
Your vitamins and staying healthy?
Are, yeah.
You think?
Okay.
Man, I was taking them when I got sick.
Yeah.
You know,
you were down for a few weeks, though.
Cause
you
I
came
did.
Back to one show.
I came back then, for one show, and then it came back and got me.
Good Lord.
Oh,
and
I
came that one show, I was sick, but then the next week I didn't make
She's
it.
She's hacking up a lung.
I know.
Yeah.
And I could have come in that weekend, but I wasn't coming in and sitting next to
I
her.
I said, oh, no, I'll be okay.
And,
yeah.
And that's what she kept saying, and she didn't take the hint. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going in then.
We lie sawed the heck out of that booth.
Oh,
there.
Man. Yeah. So anyway, hey, I hope everybody out there is not getting the whatever this is that's going around because it's bad.
It was nasty.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, better days ahead. The sun's out.
All I've these germs are going to dry up.
I mean, I went out and sat in the sun when I could hold my head up.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, hey, there is a cruise for a cause going on out front of the studio today. So the Lincoln Way is blocked from the
bakery
down to Central Square. So just that little stretch of Lincoln Way is closed from the bakery down to the light at High Street. So just be aware you can't get through.
There you go.
And there's all kinds of cars out there.
Some neat cars.
Yeah, yeah, really cool cars.
Yeah, they've got classics.
They have to be 1975 or older.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That's what.
So I could go out there and stand in a parking place.
So could I. I'll go there.
That's the year I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
75? 75. Ooh, I was born in 73, if that helps.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're a baby.
And now it's my turn.
You're a baby, yeah.
I just told Jason he was number one on my list.
I believe they call that flipping the bird.
My daughter was born in 79.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell her to call me.
Yeah. Sorry, she's taken.
Yeah.
So am I.
So are you.
So
yeah.
are you. It's
are
like
playing?
This isn't a Dateline, folks.
Yeah.
It could be.
Well, it could be. Yeah, Cindy and I are both single.
Right.
But
we
staying, want
to stay that way.
We're staying that way. Thank you.
You sure?
Thank you very much.
Okay. I could start having gentlemen callers call in and be like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Today's raffle is to win a date with Earlene and Cindy.
Yeah.
Cindy, you have to go.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sick. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, enough of the frivolity.
Yeah.
What do we got? What do we got farmers market wise today?
I don't know. I haven't been, but there's all kinds of stuff down there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm saying we got the Auburn today.
Auburn today. And
Fowler's tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But
you need
my gosh, yes. There's all kinds of good stuff there to check out. The gardens, the valley gardens are starting to produce and
strawberries.
Yep.
Okay.
Apricots, maybe, and cherries.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I went to Machado's has opened up at the Little Mandarin Shed there at 80 and Bell. And I went. I got some nectarines. I got some cherries. And I got a jar of dill pickles. But I couldn't open the jar last night.
Oh, dear.
Even with my little helper. So
oh, no.
I'm gonna have to get somebody to come open
it. Nice maybe car. Robbie can open it for you.
55 yeah, maybe. Chevy. Beautiful.
Yep.
No, boy, sorry, 56.
Really pretty cars out here. One looks like an old police car.
Yeah, it has the APD on the door. It looks like it's from Mayberry.
Yeah, it does. Yep. Where's Barney?
Andy?
Yeah. Yep. So Cindy and I are giving away a gift card today to Green Acre Nursery and Supply. Thank you, Green Acre.
Yes.
And all you need to do is give us a call at
530-885-3565.
And we will put your name in the dirty shoe, and luckily you will be the winner.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
Of a date?
No.
Of a gift card.
Gift card.
To
yes.
Green Acre Nursery and Supply.
No dates. No dates.
And, well, you could get a date tree.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Palm.
Yes.
So, yeah. Go buy a date palm.
Yes.
That'll work.
Yes.
All right. So,
Green Acre. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I know. Why do we say happy Memorial Day weekend?
I know. It's not really, I mean, it's honoring our veterans and the people that died in our many, 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 many and continuing wars.
It's just an effort to stay positive.
Yes, I guess so.
And to honor our ancestors that have passed.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I did look up the, dig into our weekly ad, and they have some great hot buys that the sale is good through Wednesday, May 27th. And they have warm season annuals in the 4-inch size, 2 for $5. Do your math if you went to Placer.
Good luck.
$2.50 each. Regularly $3.25. So that's a good savings.
Yep.
They got some beautiful dahlias in the 1-gallon size. And actually, I was in the store Tuesday. I was in the store on Tuesday. They're beautiful. And those are 2 for $15.
Yep.
And you have to remember, those come back every year, folks.
They do.
They're a tuber. So, anyway, zinnias, they have in the 1-gallon size, 2 for $12. They were $7.50 each, so that's a good savings. And then hot buy hanging baskets. They were... The ones that were $22.50 are now $17.50, and the ones that were $35 are now $25.
Yes.
And size varies. Obviously, the variety of the flowers vary. So,
come in and have a instant
hanging
front porch decoration.
Yep. Yep. And they're beautiful, and they'll bloom all summer for you.
Yeah.
You just want to remember to feed them every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, they're hanging basket. They can't go to the refrigerator and, you know, get a cold drink or a
snack.
Snack. So you got to be the one to feed them. So a light fertilizer. Every other time you water would be great.
Yeah. Every couple weeks. Well, you want to water more than every couple weeks. But
yeah.
Yeah. And the hanging baskets, if they're in the sun, you need them every day. Water them every day.
Right. So just once a week, give them a little liquid fertilizer. They would appreciate it.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, giant bird of paradise in a 5-gallon. There were 35. Now they're 28. So if you like tropicals, the bird of paradise is a very showy color.
Yeah. And then they have the raised bed potting mix. That's a good deal. 2 for $20.
Yeah.
Again, do your math. That makes them $10 a bag. And they were $13.75. And that is a big 2-cubic-foot bag. So that's nice.
And the next one's really good.
Yep. Go ahead.
The planting mix, 2-cubic planting mix, is 3 for $25. They are normally $12.50, so you're actually buy two, get one free.
Nice.
It's the way it comes out. Cause
we got to go to break?
It's 8:15.
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay. Don't make the rules.
Well, off we go.
Well, you don't have to enforce them, do you?
I do, actually.
Yes, he does. All right. Off we go. We'll be back, but give us a call.
San Francisco Giants baseball is on the Voice of the Foothills, K-High, AM and FM.
And this is hit high and deep and out of here.
Into the bleachers, a 2-run homer, 4-0 Giants. The throw to first, it's high, pulling the first baseman off the bag, and there's nobody at the plate. Jung-Hoo Lee very alertly sprints home to score the run.
Green Acres Nursery and Supply is a local, family-owned garden center offering natural solutions for slugs, snails, mosquitoes, pests, weeds, and diseases. Plant gurus are available at all locations to guide you. Green Acres also offers tools and supplies for pruning, digging, and general landscaping maintenance. I dig greenacres.com. Do you?
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Catch Sinatra and Friends, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High. Join Frank and his friends, Sammy, Dean, Tony Bennett, and more, performing songs from the Great American Songbook. Sinatra and Friends Weekends, brought to you by Naturewood Home Furnishings on Folsom Boulevard in Rancho Cordova. Right here on the Voice of the Foothills, 104.5 FM, AM 950, and streaming all over the world at khigh.com.
Hi, I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett.
We're hosts of Away With Words, a weekly show about language.
We take your calls from anywhere in the country.
And from outside the country, too.
About anything and everything related to communication.
It's a show about speaking and writing and why we say the things we do.
It's also a show about history, family, and culture.
Satisfy your linguistic curiosity Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. on the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950, K-High.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Whoa.
Hey, we're back.
On the radio show.
On the radio show. That's right, doggone it. And just so you know, this Cruise for a Cause is today from 9 to 2. So remember that if you're traveling down Lincoln Way, you're going to need to go around.
Yep.
You see that Ford Fairlane just pulled up with a, it's like a retro Placer County Sheriff.
Yeah. Placer County awesome. Sheriff. I know. We that were was, just laughing. Yeah. Could you really imagine good. That chasing you down the highway now?
May not be able
to
run it.
It'd be pretty awesome. Yeah, it's pretty cute. Pretty cute, you guys. Oh. So come check out the cars.
Yeah.
All right.
Support the veterans.
Yep. And we're going to get back to the ads from Green Acre this week.
Yeah. Well, names?
Oh, do we have names?
Got a couple. Got a couple.
Oh, we got names.
Tim, Gold Country Barbecue.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Madonna.
A second.
Do you have
Tim?
We
weren't ready yet. I got Tim.
I'll do Madonna.
and then Bonnie, who said she would like to put her shoe in the name.
Her shoe in the name. Sounds
good. We got
you.
Like,
we got it.
No problem.
Totally understand that. We get it.
I speak it.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Is it like 600 degrees in here?
Yeah.
Good
it's pretty
gosh.
Warm. Yeah.
We had the doors open earlier, but the cars were too loud.
Well, now the music's going, too, so.
But we have this one cracked. We have this door cracked open a little bit.
Oh, so at least you guys are staying cool. Perfect. Yeah.
Well, no, but perfect. Cooler, maybe. Smidgen.
And we were listening to the music. They were playing the Eagles.
Yep. Ooh, which song?
Take It Easy.
One of my favorites, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Eagles is my favorite band in history.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We have kindred spirits.
Well, it was my dad's favorite band, so I listened to that all the time growing up.
Yeah.
It's just stuck with me.
Oh, my gosh. My poor children. They always had to listen. Well, I had to listen to my mom's music, so my children had to listen to mine.
Absolutely.
The one song I remember of my mom is She Loved Mac Davis.
Oh,
the Oh Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble.
Yeah.
Man, we could sing that to the top of our lungs because we knew all the words.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And
Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble.
The other one is, I don't know the artist, but it was the song Thank God in Greyhound You're Gone. Do you remember that song?
I remember that. I don't know who the artist was either.
God.
But
what was it?
It was Thank God and Greyhound, You're Gone. Pretty funny. So my children were subjected to the Eagles.
George Strait.
George Strait.
Yeah.
Dr. Hook.
That's the one I was thinking of.
The band was called Country's Family Reunion.
Oh.
That sang Thank God and Greyhound You're Gone. Yeah.
That's what your band ought to do.
You ought to learn those lyrics. It was a funny,
funny song.
Yep. So anyway, enough of that silliness.
Okay, back to the ad.
Back to the ad. That's right. That's what we were doing.
Yes. So they do have some of their organic fertilizers on sale, the 4-pound bags.
You skipped the veggies by the gallon.
Oh. Okay, go. You
veggies by the gallon. They're in a 2-gallon container. They come with the tomato cage on them.
Yes.
And they were $17.50. They're now $15.
So you save a couple bucks, and they're already producing.
Yeah, and this says they're just showing the tomato, but they're showing they have peppers and it looks like eggplant also. Yeah. So anyway, hey, if you have a little patio and you want a little tomato, come on in.
Yeah.
If you win the gift card, you can buy a tomato.
A tomato that's already producing.
Yep.
Nice.
And it looks like you could also get a little bag of TV food.
Yeah, because they're normally $10.25 and they're on sale for $7.50. The Rosen Flower, the tomato vegetable, and the citrus and fruit tree foods are all three on special.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow.
Virginia called in with a question.
Oh, okay. I'll write her name down.
There you go. Is it too early to prune Europe daisies?
Euryops.
Euryops. Okay, she pronounced it a little bit different than I thought. It's spelled like Europe, right?
You can deadhead them.
You can deadhead them. They're actually a pretty sturdy plant.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't cut it. I would just trim it. I wouldn't cut it back.
Right.
It's too hot to be doing that. You want to do that in the cooler temperatures.
Okay.
But you definitely could do some shaping.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt it at all. Okay. I hope that answered that.
There you go.
Okay. Then after the fertilizer, they got a lot of hot buys going right now. Ficus plants. In the 10-inch pots, they were 45, now they're 35. They've got Audrey variety and Lyrata varieties of ficus plants. Those are house plants now.
So just those two?
Yep.
They have Silverberry.
Yep.
Ooh, Olive Martini is the variety.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. 5 gallons are $22.50. They're regularly $32.50.
Yeah.
That's a $10 savings.
It
for
is.
Goodness sake. That's a good one.
And then they've got Escalonia compacta, which is a good sturdy shrub, border shrub or flowering shrub. And they're normally $29.50, and they are on sale for $22.50 in the 5-gallon size.
And Golden Euonymus, again, these are in the 5-gallon. Hot buys, they're $22.50, regularly $26.50.
Yep, yep. And Heavenly Bamboo Firepower was $32.50 at $22.50 now for $10 savings in the 5-gallon.
And the next one is Green Beauty Boxwood. Again, they were regularly $26.50. They're now $22.50.
So all those 5 gallons are all $22.50, it looks like.
Yep.
And
oh,
then,
there's a good one.
Yeah, Queen Palms. We don't get those all the time, so this is a good deal on the Queen Palm. It's a 15-gallon, and they're normally $69.50, and they're on sale for $55.
Wow. And then 2-gallon perennials.
Yeah.
It's a $5 savings. They're $10, and they were $15. So good time to get some perennials going.
Yeah. It says Coreopsis, Blanket Flower, Dianthus, and Lavender.
Boy, I couldn't read that.
I know.
Print.
I had to enlarge it.
Oh, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we don't do that in the grocery store
right.
when you're trying to read a label. Take a picture and blow it up.
Right.
Yep.
Or on the top shelf, take a picture because you can't read the label. Yeah. Then they've got some barbecue accessories on sale, which are down at the other stores, not here in Auburn. And some of their lawn furniture, patio furniture, grills, a lot of hot buys on grills.
So oh, that's out, a cute little Weber pellet grill.
Yeah. Check out the ad if you're interested in that. The Napoleon grills are on sale till July 8th. So
I didn't get that far, I guess.
Okay. I was just
oh, kinda, here they are.
Yeah.
Oh, those are like a $50 savings.
Yeah.
Oh, that big one is a good
couple hundred dollars yeah, on
looking,
some of them.
If you're looking for a grill, there you go.
Yeah.
New in the nursery is patriotic decor.
Yes.
So if you, I actually bought a windsock.
Did you?
I
oh, nice.
Did. Yep. So I got my windsock.
Put out on your little porch.
Yep. Yep, yep.
And they've got a few new arrivals, 12-inch rose bushes. Okay, I don't know what varieties it doesn't say, but come in and check it out.
Yeah. Coreopsis.
Yep. And dinner plate dahlias.
Nice. Ooh,
yeah.
And the 3-gallon.
And 3-gallon. Nice.
And you have to remember those, the dahlias come back.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a perennial.
Yeah, sure is.
There you go.
And the Hunter MP rotators, they're just advert.
That's a sprinkler. It's a sprinkler.
Yes. And they're $8.50 if you need some replacement rotator heads.
Hey, that's a good deal. Flexigen heavy duty hoses.
Yeah.
75-foot for $35.
Yeah, that's not bad
and
at
Flexigen
all.
And Flexigen are a great hose.
And that's the heavy-duty one, so they'll last a while.
Yep.
And then we have just recently added to our line of goods Espoma Organic Mushroom Compost Blend. It's a 3/4 cubic foot. Half of a 1.5.
It's a small bag.
It's a smaller bag for $15, but it's. I think I read the label and it was like 65% mushroom compost and 35% extra mulchy stuff. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Pink season for English lavenders.
And
They're not on a hot buy, but
yeah,
they're still beautiful.
And Rosa Sharon's are another good hot weather lover, full sun flowering shrub.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, folks, you can go on idiggreenacres.com and you can look up their weekly ad. They have it available for your viewing pleasure.
Yes.
And all different kinds of things on there. I went over that last week.
Yeah.
Because I went on and there's so much information right. on their site. If any of you have powdery mildew, which I do on my crepe myrtles.
Yep.
Because of all the cooler weather, the rain, the cool weather, the rain, I got powdery mildew.
It is a peak year for all those doggone pests and diseases. Boy, we've had all kinds of stuff.
But Monterey has a complete disease control, 16-ounce concentrate for $25.
Yep.
So,
and that's an organic one, which is nice.
Yes. Yep. So anyway, that's it in a nutshell for the hot buys.
Yeah.
And we're still expecting some callers.
Yes.
And I know he's on the phone right now.
And I'm back.
And you're
back. He's back.
Yeah. Break time.
I figured it was probably about break time
it
again.
It is break time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So off we go.
We'll get some names when we come back.
Yes.
All right, off we go.
Is microplastics in everything that we eat and all around us? And scarier still, what does it do to our bodies? Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. Let's check it all out on Pop Talk. And Alzheimer's, are we learning more about it? And why are younger people getting it? And did you know our bodies are working miracles? Well, let's find out why. And do we need universal guidance to help us in our everyday lives? All this and more on Pop Talk, Saturday, 5 to 7 a.m., Sunday, 9 to 11 p.m., now Monday through Friday, 7 p.m., and 24/7 at khi.com. Click on Listen, and we'll talk.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
At NatureWoods Memorial Day Sale, you choose the offer. It's like two sales in one. Take 10% off regular price or get 24 months of free financing with deferred payments on approved credit. Choose from living rooms, sofas, sectionals, dining rooms, bedrooms, home offices, and so much more. Shop and save big on the best selection of quality furniture, including Sacramento's largest selection of furniture made in the USA. NatureWood. You know, the building with the water wheel. Tell them Brooklyn, Nova, and Orion sent you.
Because K-High cares. Here's another K-High Community Bulletin Board.
You don't have to go to Africa to have a wildlife adventure. The Wildlife Care Association offers adventure, challenge, and satisfaction when you volunteer to care for injured birds and small animals. The nonprofit group is offering classes now for volunteers to assist Mother Nature in returning wildlife to our communities. Visit wildlifecareassociation.com or call 916-965-WILD and get your adventure going.
You look nice. How was work?
Well, it was fourth period civics.
The kids were giving me the third degree. Was a UFO seen hovering over Washington, D.C.? Was a fisherman attacked by a 320-pound shrimp? They'd been bitten by the fake news bug, all right? And it was holding on like a driver's ed student to a steering wheel. How was I gonna get a bunch of wide-eyed kids to wise up about what they see on the internet? Then it hit me. Like a dodgeball on field day. The name of the game was News Snoops. Each student got an article and 2 minutes to decide if it was credible or a fake. They were able to use fact-checking sites to get the cold, hard truth. Now the little hotshots are even teaching their gullible grannies a thing or two about phony news. But how was your day?
Pretty good. I got a new title today. Office Birthday Party Planner.
Oh, fun.
Teachers just have better work stories. If you want a creative, collaborative job worth talking about, head to teach.org. Brought to you by teach.org.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make your garden grow.
I was letting Cindy
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I just made her go for it.
I know. He was like, yeah, let her go.
Rock on.
Yes. Rock on.
I know. They were just playing Jeremiah was a bullfrog in the background.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah. They got music going on out here, too.
Yep.
Yeah, people, come on down from 9 to 1 or 2, is it?
2. 2 O'Clock.
9 to 2.
We got some names. I got a decent list. Get your pens and pencils ready.
Okay.
We got it.
We got Patty W.
Patty W.
Johnny. Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Cheryl C. Big Doug.
Big Doug.
Oh.
Yeah. Ed. Liz. Trish. And Maria R.
Who? Maria R.
You've been busy over there.
Yeah. I hear I was trying to Facebook on break and it just didn't happen.
Oh, no. Wasn't happening. No Facebook for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting to get a crowd out here. Placer County Sheriff set up their booth.
Yep.
Nice looking cars.
Yeah, really fun.
It's fun to see all the classics out there.
Yep.
It's a little cooler. Like, you know, cruise night can get pretty warm in the summer.
Yep.
It is.
Yeah. So starting in the morning when it's cool, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Good way to start the weekend.
And it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend, boy, in the 80s. Yes. Nice, perfect weather.
It was in the 90s yesterday. Was it?
All those amateurs out for Memorial Day.
Oh, my gosh. I had to go down to Kaiser. Man, there's a lot of campers on the road.
Oh,
going both directions. Yeah. Man, they're going to the beach and they're going to the mountains.
Yep.
So have at it, folks.
Yep.
I'll sit and laugh.
Well, yeah, and the national parks all have free parking on Monday, I guess it is.
Free entrance
on Monday, nice. Yeah. Which is nice.
Because that's getting kind of pricey, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You know, my dad was born in Yosemite, and so my childhood, every summer we go to Yosemite for a couple of weeks, and it used to be like the family name would get us in. Now they don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My family owned property in the south end of the park for ages.
Uh-huh.
They homesteaded there.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow. Cool.
Cindy would be very interested in all that information.
Yes.
She is our little genealogy wizard.
Yes, family history. Yeah. So we were talking about pests and diseases. This is a year when this weather that we had over the spring has really brought out all kinds of diseases in your yard. So keep your eyes open for the powdery mildew and rusts and black spot and fire blight and all those awful things.
5-0 out front.
If you have a problem with some plants in your garden, it's best if you can bring us in an actual sample in a Ziploc bag or something like that so that we don't spread it around the nursery. But we can tell a lot more by looking at an actual sample rather than a picture on your phone or a verbal description.
You know, it looks weird.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's wrong?
Yeah, exactly. A lot easier to identify if we can actually touch it and feel it and look at it and see what's going on. So please bring in a sample.
Bring in a sample.
Yeah.
In an enclosed container.
Yes.
Please.
We love to see your bugs, too, but again, in a closed container.
What's the craziest stuff people have brought in to show you guys?
Craziest?
I don't know. Just something off the wall.
Well, it would be like your clipping of a rose that has been hit with an herbicide.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
They look like outer space stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yep.
We call it witch's broom.
And you have to remember, spraying a herbicide in the heat of the day, you have to remember it's going to evaporate and go up, not down where you want it on your weeds. So don't spray in the heat of the day.
So it's affecting the flower, not
it does
at the base. Got it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and some things are like roses in particular, are very susceptible to the volatile gases. And you'll get some very interesting leaf structures.
Yes, you will. And tomatoes, too.
Yes.
Tomatoes are notorious for, you know, people using a herbicide around their garden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it in the heat of the day, it evaporates up into the air.
And
then the wind comes. So, I mean, even if it's not in your yard, if you're not using a herbicide, but your neighbor is.
Yeah.
And it's a windy day, especially. This week when it was so,
oh my gosh,
yes.
It's so windy.
Could you imagine?
Never spray when it's windy.
Oh my God.
The other thing people don't think about is when you use a weed and feed on your lawn, if you have trees or shrubs right next to the lawn, it will sometimes, as that as it dissolves and evaporates, it will volatilize up into the canopy of the plants too above it, or be absorbed by the roots of the trees and shrubs. And can do some damage. So you want to be
a little careful. That.
Yep.
Yep. Be careful with the weed and feed. Not that you don't want it on there because you want that beautiful lawn.
Yep. But don't overdo and.
Don't overdo it. And don't put it around your shrubs.
Yep.
And trees.
Yep.
Because they don't know the difference.
It's not designed for them.
And they don't know the difference.
Yep.
Ooh,
there's a cute little one, too.
A little Bronco?
Yeah, but...
Or are you talking about the cop? Oh! That guy's ripped.
I was talking about the car.
That guy's ripped, though.
Oh, man.
Hey, Raider fan.
No, it was his beer belly you were looking at.
That's a neat old Bronco.
Yeah, it is a neat old Bronco. Yeah. I was thinking they didn't make them back then, but I guess they did. Oh.
He doesn't know how to back up, I guess.
Nope. He does not know. He does not know. No. Oops.
Having a little trouble there.
We're not shaming you. Yeah. Oh.
And then
now,
we've got a brand new car.
And then we've got a Lexus. Okay, dude.
He's
important. I think he's just dropping somebody off.
He's important.
He's about to get told to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd he get through?
They sweet talked the.
I bet the guard. I bet the gentleman getting out's a veteran.
Oh,
getting him front row service. So I respect it.
He's gonna go get his chair.
As he should. Relax, sir.
Absolutely. Yep. Huh.
Yeah, he's taking a sweet time getting out, though.
Well, you know,
when you're 95, it takes you a little longer.
All in
right?
due time.
I had a question for you guys. Well, we recently planted our garden.
Yeah,
so we've got a bunch of stuff out there, and it's fenced in, enclosed, gated, raccoons
hitting
it and just ripping stuff out of the ground, not even eating anything, just pulling it out and throwing it down.
Because they're eating the bugs that are in the root ball.
Oh, bugs in the root ball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We thought it's because
worms and stuff like
that. Our neighbor was putting eggs under it, like whole eggs under the plant.
Well, that could encourage them too.
Right.
Yeah.
Free meal, right?
Yeah, right.
Whole eggs.
I guess eggs are good for the eggshells are good, but
the
I don't know
shells,
that I'd
but
put the
you
whole
gotta,
egg. Yeah,
you gotta smash the heck out of them for them to be able to absorb.
Yeah.
Into it, but yeah, no, calcium is good. Calcium is good for your.
Better to put it in your compost pile and let it break down a little bit on its own and then put it in the garden rather than
fresh
stuff
out in the garden.
So you could put fresh fish under your things, but I think the raccoons would dig those up too.
Yeah, they would. And all the neighborhood cats.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm having hot flashes over here for real.
You're
having a heat wave.
When I got here, it was 81 in here.
Oh,
wow.
Gosh.
I turned the thermostat down, but it doesn't.
They may have the air off or something.
I don't know.
Not working.
Don't know.
Let me give you some names and we'll go to break.
Okay.
We have Dawn.
Dawn, D-O-N or D-A-W-N?
A-W-N.
Okay.
Thank you. Betty. Dale.
Dale.
Terry. And Randy.
Randy. Okay.
I think there's our callers, our people.
I think our callers are off on their weekend adventures.
Hopefully they're headed out to the car show here.
Yeah.
Or the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Or the nursery.
Here we go.
To plan their projects.
Oh. Inch by inch, row by row.
Green Acres Nursery and Supply is a local, family-owned garden center offering natural solutions for slugs, snails, mosquitoes, pests, weeds, and diseases. Plant gurus are available at all locations to guide you. Green Acres also offers tools and supplies for pruning, digging, and general landscaping maintenance. I dig greenacres.com. Do you?
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
This is Jana from Jana Johnston Photography. I advertise on K-High Radio because it helps me reach people throughout the foothills who are looking for the best pictures to capture their memories that will last a lifetime. Whether it's a wedding, engagement, graduation, or celebrating a newborn, K-High Radio connects me with my target audience like only radio can. Thanks, K-High.
To advertise your business on K-High Radio, contact the K-High sales staff at 530-885-5636 today.
Yeah, military life can have its challenges, but sometimes veteran life brings more. While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My name is Greg Gadsden, 26-year Army veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
DAV helps veterans like me get all the benefits they've earned, and that can be a life changer.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won. With the right support, there are no limits.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Greg Gadsden, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Let's get together this Saturday night at 8 p.m. for the Rewind Show on K-High, the first station in the world to ever broadcast this show. And thanks to you, boy, have we grown. If you haven't already, be sure to tune in to find out what the rest of the world is talking about. The stars you grew up with are always on Rewind. Saturday night, 8 p.m., right here on the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950, K-High.
Inch by inch, row by row.
It's the end of our radio show.
It is.
We are in the final segment, folks.
We are.
Countdown. Yes. Get your name in the dirty shoe. Give us a call.
Oh, they've been a-calling.
Yeah.
We got Jackie. Karen, Jane, Ben, and Debbie A.
Whew. Okay. I was thinking we weren't going to hit 20, but we got our 20.
Okay, good.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
We appreciate it, even though we're silly as heck at times.
I know.
Don't know what the heck we're talking about, but we're here anyway.
Yep.
For your listening pleasure.
Yes.
And if you tuned in this morning, Miss Julie Lowry, Cindy and I are wishing you a happy day today.
We are, and we miss you.
And it's getting close to a birthday, I think, for you, girlfriend.
Oh.
I know.
29 again, just like us.
20, yeah, 29 times what?
Yeah. At least, well, no, I was going to say three. We're
I
not quite
say it's
that
the
old.
Anniversary of your 29th birthday.
Yeah.
It is so cute out here at this cruise for a cause. There is a gentleman dressed in his, I think it's Marine.
That's what it looks like to
uniform,
me, yeah.
And he has a beautiful T-bird over there, and he is just polishing the heck out of it. It's so cute. Yeah, you got to come.
Pride and joy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is a Marine outfit right there.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, come check it out. It's today. In front of the State Theater, and it is from 9 to 2. And they had a thing here of what they had going. Oh, food trucks, music, vendors are welcome.
There you go.
So, anyway, come check it out if you need. Take a little stroll.
And, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend, and this is a time when if you are near some of your family that were veterans or especially who died in service. I know a lot of people, there's a national cemetery down in Davis that has a lot of West Coast veterans in it. And
Dixon.
What did I say? Davis? Oh, that's right.
That's your last name.
That's your last name.
Oh, it's not Dixon. But
no,
anyway,
this is
one of those weekends when you go out and you put a flag or a flower or something on those graves. And
thank them for their service.
Absolutely. So thank you to all of those people that do that. I'm a New Yorker, and so all of my people are back there, and I don't get back there. But I appreciate that other people do that.
Albany?
Well, that's where my dad's buried, is in Albany. Yep.
Oh, another call.
Another call. And we want to thank our sponsors for helping Cindy and I out, and that would be Greenacre Nursery and Supply and
Anderson Sierra Pipe. Yes.
We had a caller. She didn't give her name. Would like to know if you guys know. Is there any kind of ceremony going on Memorial Day at the cemetery or anything advertised? That you've
I'm
seen?
Sure there is.
I haven't seen
there
anything.
Typically is.
Check the...
where my house was. I could hear the music and the the bagpipes and
Check the Auburn Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, great
website.
Idea.
Yeah.
Or throw it out there in the chit chat if anybody's on the Facebook chit chat for Auburn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, we had Dell call in.
Okay.
D-E-L-L.
Oh, I always spell it with one L. One L, two L. He's still Dell.
What? <Right? laughs>
That's awesome.
Anyway, you're
T-shirt made now.
There you go.
Yeah.
One L, two L. You're still Dell. That's great.
Okay.
Boy, it's getting busy out here.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crowd's
great morning,
up.
Though.
Yes, it's a beautiful morning. Parking's a little difficult if you're wanting to come down.
But there should be plenty of parking on the high street.
Yeah.
And then
there's
the
high
down.
Street parking lot and a couple different parking lots over there. And just wander through. Wander through and enjoy the crowd.
And look at all the fancy cars.
I know. They're beautiful.
Yep.
Shades of the past.
Absolutely.
We have
a 64, 65 Chevy, that red one out there.
A lot of it, lowrider.
I wonder if, oh my gosh, Johnny Cash's car is out there.
Oh.
Remember the 49, 59, 69?
Yeah.
50, yeah. All 49, the different
50,
years.
50, 59, 52, 53, 54.
His car could be out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got one more name.
Okay.
Evan.
You got.
And we've got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Then we get to go look at hot rods.
Okay. I was going to mention that we do have a good selection of herbs in stock right now, and it's always a good thing to mix some herbs into your vegetable garden or even into your flower beds, because when you mix things up a little bit, the bugs and pests are confused, and they aren't such a big problem, because like the tomato hornworm, they look for a number of tomato plants that will support their horde of little baby caterpillars. And if you mix in some basil or dill or lavender or something like that, it confuses them because it doesn't smell like tomatoes so much and the foliage is different. And so they go looking for another tomato patch to lay their eggs in.
Yep.
And the same for all your other bugs.
And it's a good idea to put French marigolds around your tomatoes.
It is.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
And there is a purpose for them. It's kind of like the vineyards when they would put roses at the end of the aisle. It was to
trap
the sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, because they would go to the rose first, and then they knew they needed to treat the field.
Yeah.
Same with the putting marigolds around your tomatoes. The moth does not like the smell of the marigold, and so they go lay their eggs elsewhere.
Yeah.
So. It's all the circle of life, baby.
It is.
Circle of life.
It is.
We got one last name.
Okay.
Robert C. The phones are now closed.
The phones are now closed.
Officially done.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank everybody for calling in today. We appreciate it.
Yes. We do.
And we hope everyone has a safe weekend. A lot of folks have Monday off and
golfing.
Are you golfing?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Good for you. It's going to be a beautiful
day. My dad's a
veteran,
so we're going golfing.
Nice.
Oh, awesome. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what else to talk about.
I know,
other than hit the farmer's market if you're downtown. I'm sure they've got strawberries down there.
Yeah.
Good strawberries.
Yes. It tastes like probably apricots and cherries, and that really tastes like they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And a quick shameless plug, my band King Vale is performing today down at Fowler Farm Brewery from 1:30 to 4:00.
Nice.
1:30 to 4:00.
Yeah.
Nice.
Haven't played there before, so we're really excited.
Cool. Oh, it's a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hope we get to see Denise down there.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Hopefully, I'll bet she will be there.
Well, you'll see her next week if you don't see her there.
True, huh?
Yep. She'll be here next week.
What's today?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No.
Oh.
Next week is the 30th. It'll be us again.
I'm not mad.
It'll be you again.
Are you gone?
No.
Oh.
That's what it sounded like, right? Yeah. I was like, well, where are you going to be?
Well, you never know.
Yeah. Okay, oh, wow. So it's us on the 30th, and then it's Denise.
Yes.
And then it will be Denise. But if you don't make the farmer's market today here in Auburn, you can hit the farmer's market at Fowler's Marketplace at the corner of 193 and Sierra College.
See, yes. That transition? That was perfect.
Yes.
And it's also where the brewery is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Two in one.
They have beautiful parking down there.
Do they? See, I can't wait to go down there.
Yeah. You haven't
been? I've driven past it, but I've never gone in.
Okay. Yeah. It's all level. You know, our farmer's market here, you got little hills and valleys and dells and whatever. But down there, it is pretty level. It's gravel.
Yep.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you. Woo. We have 1 minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, are we drawn?
Who is the lucky winner?
It's time.
$25 gift certificate for Green Acres.
Dale.
Dale, you are the winner of the $25 gift card. You'll need to go into Green Acres at Isley's in Auburn to pick up your gift card, but then you may use it at any of their other locations.
Just use it at Auburn.
Yeah,
the what?
That's right.
Just use it at Auburn.
I know,
that's
just use it at Auburn.
You're already there.
Go get a couple of those tomato plants that have the tomato cage already.
I know it.
And I think they're the smaller varieties of tomatoes, so great patio.
Yeah.
Yep. I hear the music. Have a safe weekend, everybody, and
we'll see you next week on the radio.
We will see you on the radio.
See you guys. A piece of fertile ground, inch by inch, row by row,
Someone bless these seeds I sowed. Someone warm them from below till the rain.
FM 104.5, K2A3CM, Auburn, and AM 950, KA.